The tax policy advisor, Dr. Edward Labisiang, has emphasized that the exchange of information is the only way to eliminate tax evasion, especially by multinational companies. He was speaking at a seminar organized in Accra by the Ghana Revenue Authority for its members in collaboration with international partner Global Forum on Tax Transparency. Dr. Labisiang said the continuous confinement of information on tax administration within the country's borders without soliciting advice from international partners will not only increase tax evasion but will hinder enforcement of tax laws. Dr. Labisiang added that though exchange of information is key, it must also be done in a manner not to hinder individuals and businesses' decision to invest in or outside the country. Yvonne Atilegu has more.
Dr. Labisiang said exchange of information will help bridge the vast differences in the tax structure and tax administration among jurisdictions, adding that if this is not done, Ghana and Africa as a whole will continue to lose billions of dollars annually to tax evasion.
The OECD exchange of information standards can alert the Ghana Revenue Authority to tax evasion and offshore wealth that was previously unknown and unknowable. Again, the standards have the tendency to deter tax evasion and encourage timely compliance by taxpayers. It is also essential that a robust and effective system of administrative cooperation and exchange of information is developed in the country. The Ministry of Finance will continue to provide the needed support for the implementation of the exchange of information.
The Commissioner General of the Ghana Revenue Authority, George Blankson, said the GRA has already taken a step in this direction. This is why it has joined the Global Forum on Tax Transparency, which is assisting with skills and resources to help overcome tax evasion.
A lot of business entities within Ghana engage in transactions that go beyond the borders of Ghana. So if you want to assess truly the tax liabilities that any individual business entity must pay, you must look beyond the borders of Ghana to be able to do proper assessment and true assessment of the business entity's tax liabilities. And this requires obtaining information from other jurisdictions. But without double taxation agreement and without signing on to exchange of information treaties with other countries, you cannot have access to this information.
Mr. Blankson was hopeful that the seminar will not only enhance effective exchange of information across borders, but will train auditors of the GRA who will in turn use the knowledge to mobilize revenue for national development. The head of the Global Forum on Tax Transparency, Monica Batty, explains further why the exchange of information should be adopted by auditors.
The world has come together and come to the firm conclusion that information is the right tool, and the level playing field means that the tax auditors the world over also have all the information they need to carry out their tax audits, not only domestically, but the information that is held outside.